We're in a series called Mo Leadership. We need, say it with me, Mo Leadership. One more time, here we go. We need Mo Leadership. There's not a soul in this building who couldn't use a little more leadership. Being a better leader, whether it's at home, mom or dad, it's a school teaching job, whatever job you have, you can be a better leader. Are you listening? Yes or no? We need more leadership in our life. Godly leadership. We're starving for it. We're dying for it. Our families are hurting because of a lack of it. So let's look at it. We're going to look at Moses. Last week, it's a little series on Moses. Now, we're going to not look at everything in Moses' life. We're trying to key in on leadership. He was the greatest leader of all time. I don't care what anybody ever tells you. No, it was Winston Churchill. No, it was Moses. All right, so you got it. He was the greatest leader of all time. Okay? So I want to get some of that. Are y'all listening? Say, I want some of something Moses had. I want to be that kind of leader in my life, in my family. And I hope that's what you want. Amen? So let's learn today. Last week, we saw his mama had it. The boy didn't just come along all of a sudden, he's a great leader. You think his mama had something to do with it? Yes or no? Well, if his mama hadn't done what she did, there wouldn't be no Moses, right? We learned that last week. And so we saw just last week, Mo's mama. Today, we're going to look at this. Let's pop it up. Here we go. He's in a straitjacket. There's Moses. Mo, say it with me. Mental. Help me one more time. Mo is what? Mental. Guy's lost his mind. Now, we saw him last time. The Bible doesn't give you every little detail of everybody's life. You'd need a trailer to carry it around. The Bible with you. God gives us what we need to know. What he wants us to have. So we don't see much of Moses. Moses' mama took him back. That was a horrible experience she went through, giving that kid back to that Pharaoh's daughter, the princess. But she did it to spare his life. A lot of mothers are like that. They do a lot for their children to spare their life. That's in a mama's heart. That's crazy what mamas have inside of them. Anyway, so time passes, and he is raised as the prince of Egypt. Got it? All right? So that's where we pick him up. He's been raised. We'll find out what his age is in a little bit. Let's look at the story. Let's go with it on the screen. First of all, we want to see the ghettos of Goshen. That's where the Israelites lived. During the time of Joseph, when he delivered Egypt from the great famine 400 years prior, actually about 450 years now, they were given this land of Goshen. And there they prospered. And there they grew, and they were like multiplying like flies. So much so they just overpopulated the land. Really got on Pharaoh's nerves. 400 years later, he didn't know anything about a Joseph, and he wanted to stop them from multiplying like they were because they were becoming so strong and so mighty. And so therefore, he wanted the male children killed, and that's where Moses enters the scene. They were drowning the male children in the Nile River. Y'all got it? Yes or no? Now Moses has been taken back to Pharaoh's daughter. He's now becoming the young prince. He grows. And this oppression continues. It continues on the Hebrew people. And this is what they probably were living like after having to make brick out of straw and work unbelievably. There was probably military police that would walk up and down those streets, no doubt. We see it in our story today. No doubt young girls were being raped by the Egyptian men. The crime was probably unbelievable. You know how it gets, don't you? Say. Horrible situation. And now we see our story. Here we go. They're living under intense oppression. Exodus 2, if you have your Bible, we'll be in Exodus 2. We'll be in Acts 7 today. Let's check it out. It came to pass in those days when Moses was what? Help me. He's grown. How old is that? We're going to find out in a minute. That he went out unto his brethren. He went out to the Israelites because he really was a Israelite. Is that correct? Yes or no? Sure it is. And he looked on their burdens. It's an interesting word there. And he what? Spied. I don't believe he went in all his royal garb. Look at me, I'm the prince of Egypt, I'm spying. I don't think a good spy would go that way. I think he's undercover. I think he's in there in those slums. He's in there mingling with those people. He's trying to see the plight of his people. No doubt God has been touching his life. He ain't the first man at age 40 to try to figure out who he was, is he? Say. And he's trying to figure out who he is. And God's speaking to his heart. And he's out there and he's looking at their burdens and he's spying. And he sees an Egyptian smiting one of the Hebrews, one of his brethren. Do you think that on any given day, at any minute on the clock in that culture during that time under the oppression of the Egyptians, you could probably see an Egyptian smiting an Israeli? Yes or no? Of course they were. All the time. And so he sees that. And he looks this way. And he looks that way. He never looked this way. He looked this way, and he looked that way. He never looked what way? This way. He saw what was happening. And when he saw that there was no one watching him, he slew the Egyptian. He murdered him. Moe's mental. He went, what's he doing? He's going crazy. Killing somebody. And then he goes and hides him in the sand. We've got to hide him. But he must have left a toe stick up or something. And when he went out the second day, the next day, behold, two men of the Hebrews were fighting. And he said to him that was doing the worst part of the fighting, why are you beating up on your fellow Israeli? He said, who made you a prince or a judge over us? Are you going to kill me like you did the Egyptian yesterday? And Moses what? Feared. And he said, surely. Say it with me. This thing is... I need help here today. Come on, one more time. This thing is known. Now when Pharaoh heard this thing, he sought to slay Moses, but Moses fled from the face of Pharaoh and he dwelt in the land of Midian, a desert. Okay? If you don't want nobody to go find you, go live in a desert. I ain't coming looking for you. Amen? That's for sure right there. That's where he went. He thought, they ain't going to find me here. No way, because we ain't going out there. So he went and hid himself in the desert and sat down by a well. And if you're in the desert, try to find a well, would you? Say. This is just good advice right out of the Bible. Acts. Let's see what Acts is. Stephen is preaching. He's giving the word to the Pharisees and those that actually had a part in killing Jesus. And he's giving a little history in Acts 7. And Moses, he says, was learned in all the wisdom of the Egyptians. Say that last part with me. He was mighty in words and deeds. And here's how old he was. And when he was a full what? 40 years old. It came into his heart to visit his brethren, the Israelites, the children of Israel. And seeing one of them suffer wrong, he defended him and avenged him that was oppressed. Stephen's making it sound a little bit better than it was. And he smote the Egyptian, for he supposed his brethren, Moses supposed his brethren would have what? Understood how that God by his hand would deliver them. Would you say that last line with me? But they understood it not. And the next day he showed himself unto them as they were fighting and would have set them at one again, saying, sirs, your brethren, why are you wronging one another? But he that did his neighbor wrong thrust him away and said, who made you a ruler or a judge over me? You gonna kill me like you did the Egyptian yesterday? Then fled Moses at this saying, say it with me, and was in the land of Midian. We're ready to roll, Raj. That's the scripture. Now let's get the message. Amen? You get a lot out of this story, that's for sure. But let's look at it today. Moses what? Mental. Maybe you've just casually read that scripture. Wonder if there was just only one Egyptian soldier watching those 2 million Israelites. You think there was just one and he killed them, now it's all hunky-dory, everything's good? You think there was two? You think there may have been a couple of 100,000 of them? And he's going to go in and he's going to spy and he's going to fix it. Because God has spoken into his heart about him being the leader. You ever rushed ahead of God and everybody told you were crazy? Say. And they were right. Amen. Say, have you ever pushed things? Yes or no? Have you? You're just sure about it. Amen? I'm going to just do this. And you make a mess. Because you're the leader. That's what Moses did. Moses mental. Assuming to be God's man and know God's plan and know God's timing when you really don't, say it with me, it's what? Crazy. Now this is the day. Me and these 2 million slaves, this is the day. We're going to save them. Last time I checked, this took a big Red Sea. Amen? This is a big challenge. God had to do a lot to make this come to pass, didn't he? Yes or no? But he's pushing it. It's because he's crazy. Thinking you're being a leader when you are not is insanity. You're going to see where I'm going. I know a lot of you, like especially you guys, are wondering, what is he doing? It usually makes sense in the end. Hang in there. Amen? You're living a life of cracked glass. When you think God's in your life, he's leading you. When he's not. We're going to talk about that today. That's Moses. Man, I can't believe it. I killed the Egyptian. They're not all behind me. They're not all on the bandwagon. How do you think he felt? He ran. He ran. And for 40 years, he was in the desert. He was in the desert 40 years. That's only 6 years less than I've lived on planet Earth. That's what his thinking did to him. Y'all listening to the message today? Let's keep looking. Here we go. Talking about leadership. Mo's mental. The question is, are you? I know you're thinking, no, but you are. Yes, sir. You're the crazy guy in the room. You're the guy with the mic. All righty, here we go. That's what we want to talk about, how not to go crazy as a leader. And you're exactly right. This message is for me. This message is for me. And it's for everybody in this room who aspires to be a leader. And who's a leader, whether you aspire to it or not. This is a message for us today. Okay? So how do I not go crazy as a leader? Let's look at it. We learn from Moses. Let's do a little review. Not a lot. A little bit. Exodus 2, it came to pass in those days when Moses was grown. How old was he? Somebody tell me. 40 years old. He went out unto his brethren. He looked on their burdens. And he did what? He spied on them. He saw an Egyptian smiting a Hebrew, one of his brethren. He looked this way. He looked that way. Did he look that way? God, should I kill him? No, he didn't say that. He looked this way and he looked that way. And when he saw that there was no man looking, he slew the Egyptian and hid him in the sand. Point number one, how not to go crazy as a leader. Here it is, number one. Pop it up. Number one. How not to go crazy as a leader. Know that you will never achieve God's plan for your life by ever using carnal, fleshly means. If you're in it, God probably ain't. Amen? We pray out there in that truck on Sunday morning like crazy that I just won't get up here and it's Gary Day. But the Holy Spirit will come. He will be speaking. He will be helping us. If things are hard that I have to preach or they get a little ugly, say it. Because we need it. That's how we pray. so that I don't get up here in the flesh. Y'all listening or no? Okay? You cannot, as a mom or a dad, be the leader in your family and expect them to respect you when you are leading in the flesh, you're living in the flesh, and you're just a carnal person. You need to know that. Or you're going to drive yourself crazy. Why don't they respect me? Why aren't the crowd following me? Because they see that you're carnal and you're fleshly. And you're going to go crazy. Y'all listening? You can plan and scheme. You can duck and hide. You can lie and cheat. But it will never produce a godly result. I've actually had somebody sit in front of me one time and tell me that it was God's will for him to have an affair with a woman. I wished I would have beat the crap out of him right in my office. I do have a regret. That's blasphemy. Are y'all listening or not? Say. You can't achieve things in your life. You can't, oh God, help me with my business, and you're a crook. You're cheating people. You're robbing people. Well, God bless me with my business. I hope he curses you. I hope we're having to give you toilet paper. Are you listening today? That's a tough word, ain't it, this morning? But if you listen, you won't go crazy. Amen? How many wants to go out and kill somebody? Say, gosh, I hope I don't do that, don't you? I don't want to get that crazy in my life. Do you guys say? And I know you from over there to Okeechobee, you probably will. No, I'm just kidding. I was going to ride my bike over to Okeechobee. I was going to ride my bike. And look at the face you're making. That's what I'm talking about. And I've been warned, don't do it, Pastor. You get around some of them little communities around that lake, sometime at night and all that, it's not good stuff, is it? You know what I'm saying? How not to go crazy as a leader. You can never use fleshly carnal means to produce a godly result. Say that with me. Thinking anything else is insanity. God will use the weakest in this room. He will use the one that seems the least talented if you'll give your heart and be honest with him. Are you listening? If you'll give your heart to him, if you'll play by the rules, if you'll do the right thing, God has a chance of showing up in your family. I believe it with all of my heart. Amen? I don't want to ever believe I got to do it this way. You listening? I don't want to see the fellowship church built down there in Rotunda by me having to scheme with some builders or building people committees, or I think I need to use my communication skills, God, things that God's given me, but I think I need to be honest the whole way. You see what I'm saying? Say. That's what I'm talking about. Mo got mental on us. How not to go crazy as a leader? Here's number two. Let's look at it. Time's okay, but I got to move, though. I got to hush a little bit. Exodus 2, 13 and 14. And when he went out the second day, two men of the Hebrews are fighting. He said to him that is fighting the worst, I guess. Why are you beating up that fellow citizen there? He said, who made you a prince and a judge over us? You going to kill me as you killed the Egyptian? And Moses feared and said, surely this thing is known. Second point, how not to go crazy as a leader. Number two, know that God not only wants you, say it with me, to follow His, but to follow them at His. Was Moses going to lead the people out? Yes or no? Yes. Was he going to do it on Friday? No. He ain't doing it on Friday. Okay? Aren't we like that, though, sometimes? Say, we get a word from God. We're so convinced that we're right. And you very well might be right. But you're running ahead of God. And here's what's going to happen to you. As you run ahead, he ain't there. He was back there. And now all of a sudden you get all confused, frustrated. I call it mental. Where'd God go? God met me. Here I am trying to do good things for God. And look, no, you just got ahead of him. Amen? And you'll go crazy. You'll stop reading your Bible. You'll stop coming to church. You start talking about us around town. Had a guy call me and apologize this week to me because he's been talking about me like a dog. He said it was stupid. I said, you're right, it was stupid. Won't do it again. I said, it's a good thing you don't. Amen? You see what I'm saying? Sometimes we're just so convinced that we're right, we're acting in our own speed. Keep looking. When God is in a plan, say that with me, it what? It flows. How many have had the plan of God like that work in your life before and it was flowing? Can I see some hands? But look at the next statement. When the flesh is in the plan, it's what? Forced, and you get frustrated. You can't figure it out. You just keep pushing and you push and you mean well. But it's you doing it. And you're ahead of God. And you're going crazy. How many, is there ever anybody that did that in this room? Thank you, Jesus. For a minute, I thought I was the only one. Amen? That's what Moses did. How must have he felt when he killed the guy? He hit him the next day. He comes out. He says, why are you doing that? And they didn't follow him because he believed, according to the book of Acts chapter 7, he believed in his heart that God had chosen him to be the leader and that what he was doing was the right thing. It would have been the right thing later. It wasn't the right thing now. Forcing your own way will never produce, say it with me, a what? Godly result. And here's the danger of you going crazy. As you're pushing ahead and you're seeing things happen, you're going to start saying that's God's will. See, God did it. This is God's will. And the whole time you left God back here. And there's going to come a time in your life where you're going to be devastated. And he wasn't in it at all. Oh, he had great plans. But you forced your way. I am that kind of person. Gary Clark is that kind of person. I am that kind of, we can do it! Amen? One of the best things for me here, it's when I felt the Lord laid on my heart to do this project debt-free or die. That slowed me down. It slowed me down, man. And that's not a bad thing, amen? It slowed me down. How many in this room are getting impatient with a building? Raise your hand, be honest, don't lie, you're in church. So y'all are doing okay, actually, say. Wow, praise the Lord. Amen. Do you see, though, how that, just that math right there that we did, how that one person can get in his head and think something that isn't really the case when really, if you're patient, it'll be okay. Do you see what I'm saying? And so that's what we've had to be. Not trying to make the parallel too much, but the point is, anytime you start forcing your own way, and you don't see God's with you, and then you don't see God's people with you, you're out there hung out to dry, and all of a sudden, you go crazy. Amen? Y'all gonna have to figure out how this message applies to your life. I'm just telling you about me. Here we go. Anything else is insanity. Here's the third thing. Moses mental. How not to go crazy. Look at Exodus 2:12 again. He looked this way. He looked that way. He never looked up. He saw there was no man. He slew the Egyptian. Say that with me. And he did what? And what? And hit. Say it with me. And what? Hit. One more time. And did what? He hit him in the sand. And then later, the word got out. Said, you're going to kill me like you did that Egyptian? And Moses feared, saying, surely this thing is what? I'm not to go crazy. Number three. Know that covering up your sin does not what? Erase it. The cover-up will what? Fail, and God's judgment will what? Follow. But I got to put something up, put it up. Covering up sin does work, though. I want to tell you that today. You heard it from Pastor Clark. Covering up sin does work. How many have ever covered up sin in your life? Can I see your hands? Don't it work? It works! It does work! We're talking about godly leadership. We're talking about being a spiritual person. See, it works on the flesh. It works in the outside. But God knows our heart. He sees everything. And usually it doesn't even work in the flesh forever, does it? How many have ever been caught, found out in this room? Yes, Yan. There you go. See what I'm saying? When I got to quit. I still got time, but I about got to quit. When I was in high school, I became a Christian. Mama picked up people. This is a little piddly story. But Mama picked up people. She got saved. She'd go pick up widow ladies. And I didn't have a car, nothing to drive. So she had the church van at home. And so I got in that church van. I'm driving that church van. I ain't supposed to drive that church van. And I wrecked. I just hit the back light, you know, and busted it out and stuff, and defender, so I sort of put it back a little bit. And I lied, covered it up to the preacher. He loved that van. You break our building when we get built, I'm going to find it. I'm going to find it. We've worked hard, ain't we? So I got in trouble for trying to cover up something. It delayed it for a little while, though, didn't it? Doesn't the cover-up delay? Yes or no? It does. Moses tried to cover it up. But when you do that, it almost always intensifies the severity of the situation. Isn't that the truth? I mean, how little something would have been if you'd have dealt with it then, but instead you wait, you cover it up, blah, 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 we're going to work it out, we're going to figure it out, you have to lie to tell another lie. And all of a sudden, you've created a mountain out of a molehill. Amen? And the bad, crazy part of it all is you think God told you to do it. That's the crazy part. Amen? Covering up your sin, say it with me, will what? Never produce a what? Godly. You can live your life till the day you die, and you can believe it. And one day you're going to stand before your Maker, and He says, you know what? Didn't work. You screwed up your life. You screwed up the lives of maybe a lot of other people. Dad. Mom. Pastor. Amen? Let's keep looking. Thinking anything else is insanity. How many come into church today knew I was going to talk like this? You sort of figured it. If you ever see a message on your email called Mo's Mental, you're going to have to know it's going to be crazy at the church house. Amen. Here we go. Mo's Mental, man. How not to go crazy as a leader. Number four. Know that just because you're gifted, schooled, or even positioned, it does not mean that you're God's man or God's warrior. Are you listening? Say. You think a lot of people are in positions, but deep inside of them, they're scum? Yes or no? Say. Oh, yeah, a lot of people leading in religious situations. Oh, yeah. You pull the wool back. Scum. Just because a person is gifted, the right training, or even already got the job, does not mean God's in it. You want to go crazy? Live your life thinking God's in it. Amen? Are y'all listening or not? Live your life like that. Try to pray. Try to read the Bible. For long, you can't. You hearing me? Here's the good thing. We're in good company. Moses did it. Amen? That's the only hope in this story is that God still used Moses eventually. Here's what I'm going to tell you, though. I hope you can handle the heat. I hope you can handle the 40-year desert. My advice would be find a well close by. Amen? So often we make choices, decisions as leaders, and we think we can just get by them. We never see the desert. We never see the desert. Okay? Think it through. How not to go crazy as a leader. Moses had an incredible resume. 23, when he was born, he was exceeding fair. He was a beautiful kid. He was nursed up in his father's house 3 months. Then he was taken to the king's palace. That's where he grew up. He was nourished there as her own son. You can't get a better upbringing. And Moses was learned in all the wisdom of the Egyptians. He was mighty in words and deeds. Look at this guy's resume. Look, he was raised in the right family. Can't get any better. He was educated at the best schools. I looked this up. Did you know engineers today still marvel at the things the Egyptians could do? The things they could build. King Tut was no nut. Have you seen him? Say. You seen all that stuff? He was trained to be a great warrior. Moses wasn't your Buddha kind of boy. He wasn't like this. All right? Moses was rippled. He was a warrior. He was good looking. He was bronze. He was bone. He was bad. He was all that stuff. You see what I'm saying? He was a gifted communicator, and that's what's really funny. Later on in his life, was Moses a gifted communicator when God started really using him? Yes or no? No. He had to get Aaron to talk for him. I guess his throat got a little in the desert. But it's okay. If God's in you and God's using you and you have to talk like this, I'd rather talk like that and God be leading me than be able to give the flowery speeches and him not anywhere close to me. Got it? Yes or no? He was extremely attractive. Many of you, George Bemis today had a bandage on his arm. He had 10 stitches because of sun cancer. I'm not a smart fella, but I would think 40 years in the desert, you probably get some spots on you. I mean, we always see Moses. I mean, is Moses, as he's the leader, has he got all these, like, burnt spots? Did he cut them out with his own knife? Say. It's just something to think about, isn't it? Just because Moses was groomed for national Egyptian leadership, it did not qualify him to be the spiritual leader of Israel. He was schooled, he was groomed, he was gifted, he was everything. But God said, guess what? Not now. Not yet. Not your way. It's my way. It's my timing. It's my plan. Follow me. He didn't. He got a little crazy. And he lived in the desert. But God made a man out of him. Thinking that you're, this is my favorite quote of the whole day. Thinking that you're all that, and even other people thinking that you're all that, doesn't make you what? All that to God. Well, can we say that together? Come on. Thinking that you're all that, and even other people thinking that you're all that, doesn't make you all that to God. You'll go crazy if you think you're all that and other people think you're all that and God says, you're not all that. And you'll live your life thinking you're all that because other people think I'm all that. And you'll wonder why my life is screwed up when I'm all that. Got it today? Say. How many feel a little crazy now after the message? Thank you, Jesus. We made some progress. Thinking anything else is what? Insanity. Moe's mental. We review real quick. Remember, you ain't born God's leader. I don't care where you come from. Okay? Number two, you can't con your way into being God's leader. You can con your way into being a leader that people look up to, but you'll never con your way into being God's leader. Number three, you can't shove your way into being God's leader. Number four, you can never think you're all that and be God's leader. Because He's God and you ain't. And He's God and He's big on who? Say it with me. God is big on who? One more time. God is big on who? Praise the Lord. Anything else is what? Insanity. It leads to one place, this kind of thinking, and we're almost done. It leads to one place. Somebody tell me. The what? Desert. I don't want to go there. Do y'all say? Follow God's way. Follow His timing. Follow His path. Do it His way. Even if it means it's going to be a little slower. Means He's going to kick you in the tail. Whatever. The point is, if He's in it, you're a winner. Amen? Praise the Lord. Let's praise God for the message this morning. Come on. For His Word.